In our final look at some of the reflections of the month of Ramadan to be able to contemplate upon, I would not be able to do justice if I didn't look at the subject of food and that hadith that relates to food. Because of the fasting of the month of Ramadan, food becomes an important aspect and it sort of highlights itself. So to end these reflections, we're going to look at the subject of food and the ahadith that relate to akl or food. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person whose consumption of food is little has a healthy stomach and a pure heart, and a person whose consumption of food is plenty has a sick stomach and a hard heart. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, eating little is a sign of self-restraint, eating a lot is a sign of wastefulness. And there are many warnings in our hadith about eating excessively. The Prophet said, a human being cannot fill a container worse than his stomach. And he says, the person who fills his stomach will not enter the dominion of the heavens and the earth. On a sort of stronger warning, he says, be warned against excessive food, for it poisons the heart with hardness. It slows the limbs in performing acts of obedience, and it blocks the soul from hearing counsel. Imam Ali says, a person who eats excessively will find his health will decline, his burdens will become heavier than he can endure. Imam Sadiq says, nothing is more harmful to the heart of a believer than excessive food. It leaves him with two traits, hard-heartedness and burning lust. Imam Ali says, when the stomach is filled with even permissible food, the heart becomes blind to goodness. Overeating is the greatest aid to acts of disobedience. Now these are ahadith from Masumin. And let's look what hunger does. The Prophet said, applaud a man who abstains from food, sleeps hungry and has patience, because these will be satiated on the day of Qiyamah. In a tradition from Mi'raj, when the Prophet ascended to the heavens, the Prophet said, Ya Allah, what is the outcome of hunger? And look what Allah says. He says, wisdom, protection of the heart, drawing closer to me, lasting sorrow, less burden on the people, telling the truth, and lack of concern whether one lives in wealth or poverty. Imam Ali said, how good a helper is hunger in taming the self and breaking its habit. The wonderful hadith from Imam Hadi when he says, lack of sleep sweetens sleeping and hunger increases the tastiness of food. And we all know that. So how do you balance yourself? Where do you find the right balance in eating? Well, the Prophet said, eat when you desire and stop while you still desire. Sound advice. Imam Rada says, if a human being wants to be healthy and have a light body, he must decrease the amount he eats at night, at dinner, in other words. Look at this hadith, and it's interesting, because the Prophet said, the mu'min eats according to the desires of his family, while the hypocrite makes his family eat according to his own desires. Imam Ali says, whoever mentions the name of Allah at the beginning of his food or drink, and thanks him at the end, will never be asked about the favor of that food. In other words, of the na'mah of that food. We won't be questioned about it. Start with salt before you eat. If people knew the benefit, they would prefer it to tested medicine. Set hot food aside until it cools down, says Imam Ali. For when Rasulullah was given hot food, he would say, set it down till it cools down, for Allah would not feed us fire when blessings lie with that which is cool. Imam Hassan alayhi salam said, there are 12 things that every Muslim should know about table manners. 4 are obligatory, 4 are recommended, and 4 are general. The obligatory ones are knowledge of the food, 2 to be content with it, 3 mentioning the name of Allah before it, and 4 offering thanks after it. The recommended acts, he says, awudu before eating, sitting on one's left side, that means more weight on the left side, eating with 3 fingers. And the general manners are eating from the closest spot to you, taking small bites, chewing well, and looking less at people's faces while you're eating. Imam Sadiq says he who washes his hands before and after eating will be blessed at the beginning, at the end of the food, and as long as he lives he will be in comfort and be cured of the ills of his body. Imam Sadiq says that the Prophet prohibited blowing on food or drink. Imam Sadiq says, never leave your plates uncovered, because uncovered plates attract shaitan. In other words, they attract germs and all sorts of things. Imam Qasim alayhi salam, when he was asked about the person who was the most contemptible, he said, he's the one who eats in the streets, in the marketplaces. And finally, an awesome hadith, which will encourage us to sit at dinner tables. He says, prolong your eating at the dinner table, for those are times that will not be accounted for as part of your lives. That's awesome. We have so many ahadith that make us contemplate and reflect on everyday things that we do.